The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is March 10th, 2016. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Steven Santangelo, unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Primal Creations at AOL.com, on Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. Steven not only is a class guy, he is one smart cookie, let me tell you. I love talking to him. He is just a great guy. GrasslandBeef.com, that's our good friend John Wood. I've known John for years, and super guy. His meat is loaded with CLA and omega-3s, grass-fed, grass-finished. They also have grass-fed lamb, bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. Planetyourworkouts.com, that's a workout logbook for your success. You can also get it on Amazon Prime for $5, no shipping. That's our good friend Jason Fulner, and I appreciate all of his help, too. StrongerGrip.com, that's Ryan Pitts. They make gear for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestlers. And don't forget this, they make custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of hard training, strength-seeking people like you. They've also been featured in Men's Health magazine. And this leads us right to the contest. If you want to win that sledgehammer that they made for me, FBC, it is the smoothest hammer I've ever used in my life. It weighs 25 pounds total with shot. You can load it to 83 pounds. You can load the handle for it with 15 pounds a shot if you just want to go up and load the handle up. Here's what you do. I don't care if you're on the show or you're not. I want everybody to enter because you only have till March 17th, and today's the 10th already, St. Patrick's Day. Take your video, whatever you consider strength, upload it to YouTube. On the subject line, put FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash, what it is. Then go down the box below if you want to give further description. That's even better. But put in your email address. If you don't have your email address in there, we go to the next one. I can't do that. So those are the rules. And if you win, you get to come on, do a three-way call on Motivation and Muscle with myself, Ryan, and whomever wins. So good luck, everybody. 8xclub.com, that's our good friend Donnie G and Fardino. Those are adjustable exercise clubs and maces. They make these for the AK Vintage Strength Games, and as Donnie put here, he is a proud sponsor of Motivation and Muscle. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free ebook. Just put in your email address and come on aboard. Welcome to my family. Our two biggest products to date out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com is Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. Now, these are two game changers. If you want to really, really change what's going on in your life, everything here has been tested, used. I do everything. I'm not a guy that puts out things that other people have done or written for me. You're never going to get that here. Go out and check these both out, especially Strength Times Power. That's all filmed in HD. I narrate it. Dennis shows you all the movements. That was one of the main pieces we used to knock 43 pounds of fat off him in 6 months, and he was in bad shape. He was pre-diabetic. And then he went right down to 224 pounds. Then obviously the winner's circle is the big, that's the Ferrari of everything here. That's 12 modules. If you like how I speak and whomever I speak with, you're going to love that. It starts right from my beginnings right through to the power rack. I've been doing so many new things, I could probably add about five more modules on that, which we'll probably do. But right now, you got a hell of a base. You got high shrugs, iron boots, power rack, how to really train your arms correctly, sandbags, stones, There you go. And there's more and more on top of that. So go out and take a look at that. And right now it's half price. I'll tell you right now, it is definitely the formula for success. So go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. or MotivationMuscle.com and check it out. Also, sponsorship gigantic here because it costs a lot of money to produce this show every month. It's $500 a month, but I'm telling you, you're getting massive amounts of podcasts. You're on in the beginning and the end. This week I've got 12, possibly 13. I still need a verification on Sunday. Nobody does that in the business. Most people that own podcasts or any type of radio with this stuff is charging double or triple or more than what I do. You're going to get 25 years of a partner, and I'm telling you right now, $30 right now, with the, even though it has been on and off with weather here, goes to the kids at MDA. Because as everybody knows, FBC and M&M is dedicated to my brother Jimmy, who got a common cold and died of pneumonia. All right? They can't fight it once they get into a respiratory system when they get in their early teens. So we lost him a long time ago, it seems like. But he's here with us all the time. Remember this. This is the Italian way. I want you all in my family. That's what I want. I want everybody together. We're all going to work hard together. We're going to go out and keep finding people. We're going to create the biggest group of people out there that have to be self-sufficient, tough, lift weights, lift stones. But best of all, you know what they are? They're generous and they're kind people. Because when you're strong and confident, you can be kind. You don't have to be a shithead to anybody or prove how strong you are. Those are the people that you don't want to tangle with. You don't want to mess around with people like that. So come on in with us. Be part of our millions. And I can't say any more than that. Today, we have, well, not only is this gentleman a good friend of mine, and I've never met Frank, but Frank has done an awful lot of things for me behind the scenes, whether it's sending people my way. Frank is a contributor to the FBC blog. And he's just been a guy that's really offered me a lot of encouragement. And I've said that, you know, and I know a lot of people I'll say this about, and they're like very modest, and they're like, you know, you don't have to do that yet. Well, I have to do that because I say it to them offline too, but I want people to know about character, and Frank has got true character. I'm going to give you a little information. Well, you know what? I got to bring it up again because I rebooted my computer, but I can tell you right now, Frank is the owner of The Cave in Sarasota, Florida. He's a strong man. He's a writer. He's a trainer, and he's one hell of a lifter. You ought to go out if you're not hooked up with him on Facebook. I would highly tell you to do that. Frank can tell you how old he is if he wants to, but I'll tell you right now, you just got to look at his exploits in the power rack, which everyone knows I am a huge fan of. That'll tell you what the hell he is. So, Frank, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, sir.
Hey, Eric. It's always great to be back. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. It's great to have you back. Give everybody – I know I probably didn't give enough. Give everybody some more on yourself. Obviously, I want you to give out the website. And we're going to get into today. Here we go, Facebook again. I've seen Frank do some pretty unique stuff outside. And if everybody knows me, I'm a big – I train outside, period. I'm either in the garage or out in the driveway. So I really wanted to talk to Frank about that. And I sent a late note to him last night. We went back a little bit. We're going to talk about this beast that I'm doing called the tri-quad dead stop squat. And I've seen Frank do dead stop in the rack, so I'm going to try to spread the word through him, and maybe I can twist his arm enough to get him to do it. So, Frank, give everybody a little bit about you, the website, and we'll fire right into today's topics.
All right, Eric. My website is cavestrong.net. Real simple to find. You know, like Eric said, we're all over Facebook on a number of different pages. One we just added is called the Non-Gym Movement, which is everything you can do outside of a gym.
Yep.
Not to say you can't use a gym, but it's what else you can do. You don't limit yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Twitter and all the other things we can cover at the end, but CaveStrong.net is a website, so follow us there if you would.
Frank, let's get, you know my feeling. I don't know if you and I have really talked a lot about outside training. You've been doing this a long time. I mean, we know that, and you've been very successful with it. And you're a trainer and a gym, all that, all the big stuff. Why? Obviously, you're in Florida too. But why the push now for the outside?
Well, I mean, the most basic thing is just there's things I can do outside I can't do inside. Like if I want to do, if I want to throw kettlebells, which I like to do, especially backward over my head in other ways, a little hard to do that indoors.
yeah, might be.
Yeah. That's just one thing. I love getting out there. It's a great source of vitamin D, which you don't get indoors, and a lot of people don't get enough of that. It's very important for your health. But just to be out there in the, feel the sun, feel the wind, get on a different surface than something that's perfectly flat. And, it helps build up your ankle strength and so on when you're moving across an area where it's a little up and down. It's a lot different. So I just like to go down there, bring a minimum amount of equipment or sometimes no equipment, and just stay out there for 45 minutes or an hour and just have at it.
Well, the whole thing is, too, you can't beat the open air, okay? I'm going to be the first guy to tell you, obviously, I'm up in the Northeast, so you and I both know. It's a little bit different, let's put it that way. But the whole idea with this stuff is to get outside, open those lungs up, open your head up. Now, see, you've got a hardcore gym, but let's face it, the majority of gyms are not like that. And they wouldn't let me in anyways, but I'd get a headache in there. I can't stand controlled anything anymore when we're talking about weight, stones, just behavior. Now, I'm not saying you go in and act like an asshole, all right? But let's face it, we like intensity. We like aggressiveness. That's no place in it where I belong anymore. The outside allows you to take on that, your persona, what you are. And at any point, you can be anything. One of the things and we're going to get into some of the exercises you do, but I'm going to bring this one up first. What caught my eye was when you were doing those dips on the fence. I thought those were slick as hell. Can you give a little bit of a description to the listeners and tell me, was it just something that sparked in your head, or you just went up and grabbed the fence and said, shit, I can do some dips? So how did that all evolve, Frank?
Well, I'm a firm believer in making the most use out of anything that is around you. And that particular place I go, now they do have a very good fitness trail about 100 feet away from where the fence is. And sometimes I'll go down there and use the parallel bars and all that stuff. But, the fence is there. I mean, they didn't build it to be a dip stand. It's a fence. And but I found, to do dips out there, it's just basic, like you said, it's basic, raw, simple exercise. And, unlike parallel bars, if you fall, you go between the bars. If you're doing dips on the corner of a wooden fence, you fall. You get the big fence post in your face. So
yeah,
it makes you concentrate. And but it's good also. You can turn around the other way and do L-sits, like with your legs straight out in the front and just hold the front isometric, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where the fence thing came up.
I it's just very unique. That's what I liked about it. There you are out there on a fence, and it's like, who would think of going on a fence and doing that? I was like, damn, that's a great idea. Let's talk about, I know you're using a lot with the ADEX clubs. I've seen you outside with them. And, obviously I want to talk about some of the other, the other movements you do, obviously, to, inspire, work outside, feel good, get the vitamin D. Give me like, let's talk about the clubs first, and we'll get into a few of the other movements you're doing. So, obviously, Donnie's a good friend of both of ours. Donnie has been on the show. He's going to be like Frank. We're doing a rotation on Thursdays between – there's about three – there's probably going to be a fourth person, so everybody will be on once a month. Tell me about the clubs, and you go outdoors with them. So what do you like to do, that really accentuates all that when you're outside?
Well, one thing I like about – the clubs and the club and the mace have a lot of overlap.
Yep.
But there are some things you can do with the mace that it would be a little difficult to do with a club. But anyway, okay. I like to break it down where I can do my either work one arm at a time or work them both together in ways that we don't normally move when we're doing heavier barbell lifts or even other odd object lifting. So to hit, I believe, to be as strong as you can in every way possible. And so just to building strength in more different ways from more different angles, and not just muscular strength, but also you want to get that connective tissue strengthened. And as you know, we both know we've had tendon tears at least one or two each. And actually, I've had three, and I'm tired of that. So,
I had the one. That was enough.
One is enough. I didn't really want to go for the second two, but that happens.
No,
so,
it happens. Hey, you know, Frank, when you're training hard and you know, you're pushing a lot of horsepower, things like that happen. People don't realize that. I mean, they'll be like, well, you did this and that. I said, yeah, well, you know, you go out and just punish shit for years, and you're trying to always go further and further. Sometimes things like, you know, just a simple – and that's what happened with me. Just a simple tilt on the stone and pulling one side, tore it. I mean, yeah. I've done that probably a million times and never touched it. That day it got it. So go ahead. I mean, you know, the thing is, I'll say this and go right to you. If you don't want to put out, especially in any, and I feel that this is by far the toughest sport out there. The only other sport I like, obviously, than the strength sports that I even watch, I love hockey. I think hockey is, man, you better be one conditioned, strong, tough-ass dude. I could care less about anything else anymore. Occasionally, I might watch a little baseball, but I really don't watch much else anymore. I like, you know, I think we've got the best sport out there. We have not been represented well, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, but we're going to get that there, too. But go ahead. So, the clubs definitely, you know, we know shoulder stuff. I've had it. Donnie sent me one. I've had very good results with. In fact, I just contacted him because my brother's got some elbow issues, and he's going to send me a video that my brother can start using the club and get that rehab quick. So, not only, and we didn't really get into that. I mean, you and I both know we've had, bicep tears, the club itself, I mean, you know, not only the conditioning, what's your take on, like, rehab with it, Frank? I'm sure you've used it or someone in your in the cave has used it for that. What's your feeling with that, too?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go back to a gentleman I was talking about. He'd probably crack up if you know they called him a gentleman. But anyway, the comedian that I train, Al Ernst.
Yep.
We were at our Iron Brotherhood weekly men's weightlifting club, and he's had shoulder problems for a long time, and he was really kind of trying to push it and keep up with some of the younger guys who are, you know, and Al is like, he'd go one speed at full speed. So he went out there and he tore something in his forearm, you know, on a farmer's walk. And so he, you know, he stopped. I tried to get him to stop. I finally got him to stop because he kept trying to pick it up again. I said, stop. You know, you're done for the day, okay?
Yep.
So he kept trying to sneak over and grab something else. I said, stop, man. So anyway, he went to the doctor and got it checked out. And, he had some stuff torn in the forearm and stuff. But he said he weren't going to do any – was not going to do any surgery.
Right.
And or therapy, either one. So, which is unusual not to do the therapy, but to, like you always say, to make a long story short, he went, he started work. He was at Donnie's club workshop in January.
Okay.
So he started working the clubs, live, very light. So he came to, first Saturday on the 5th, he came back to training, and we did pretty heavy sled work and everything else. He did the whole workout 1 month after he had that tear, without a problem, and he attributes it all, you know, he's a praying man also, but he got the clubs, and, he said that the clubs have really made the difference, and that's only 4 weeks, you know, my wife's a therapist, you know, she says, you know, you're looking at usually at least like 8 to 12 weeks for something like that to start healing, not 4, you know,
yeah.
So that's, that's a real life example of how much a club work can help.
Well, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, I put that podcast up yesterday that Donnie and I did, and that's one of the things he talked about. You know, he's been on a few times, but we got into it was strictly a show all about shoulders. But then, you know, obviously you got to do a little bit of history, and, you know, it's funny how things work. I mean, there's a guy that dealt with 10 years of that, tried every single thing, you know, went out, saw the clubs, but, you know, too expensive when you don't have much income coming in, and he's got a friend who's a welder in Florida, and guess what? You know, sometimes when you're dealt some bad stuff, you know, you become so innovative. And, I mean, what he did is he basically built a club where you don't have to keep buying club after club after club. You change the weights, bang, away you go. In fact, he just texted me to tell me he sent me the video for my brother Mark, and he also said, tell Frank I said hi, so I'm telling him.
All right, Donnie.
So I just figured I'd pass that on to you. Frank, what else? I mean, obviously the clubs. What else do you like to bring outdoors with you and you think that, you know, is a real good way to train?
Okay, I like to bring I have what's called a mini sled from Black Widow Training Gear.
Yep.
It's an empty sled. It's only 18 pounds. It fits in the trunk really easy. It'll hold like 6 45-pound plates, which
yep.
you probably don't need on the grass because the grass is so much friction, but it'll hold it. And simple. I like to use that for push-pull type stuff.
Yep.
Weight vest. I like to use a weight vest with body weight stuff sometimes. I'll also bring kettlebells, usually for throwing, sometimes for other exercises like front squat to push press, what some people call a thruster. And
yep.
That's a great exercise. Throwing, sandbags. I would like to bring some sandbags with me. And sometimes I'll bring bands. Bands are easy to add to other exercises. Well, though sometimes I'll pull the sled and I'll be working a band exercise with the upper body while I'm pulling the sled, which is pretty cool. So
yep.
that type of thing there. Once in a great while, I'll bring a barbell down there, but I usually don't. I'm finding simpler ways. So I bring lately I've just been bringing the club and the mace, and once in a while I'll bring a kettlebell or something else, or a medicine ball for throwing, and the rest
yep.
is body weight, you know.
Yep. Let's do this. If you were just going to design a very simple program, and you know, let's bring in the dips on the fence, because we all know there's parks all over. They could get on any apparatus there and do a dip if they want to do that. So, you know, and I hope, you know, and I'm not, you know, obviously Donnie advertises on here, and this is no way an advertisement for him, but I'm more than happy to help him out because he's been so generous to me, you know. You know, Frank talked about the club, and I'm telling you firsthand, too. My brother's got an elbow problem. He was over last night, and we were working out a little bit. Donnie was just kind enough to send me a video for my brother, and we're going to use the club for that. So let's do this. Let's say you're in the gym twice a week working out, and let's just think on your terms what you've got your clients working on and your friends working on. Let's add in just one day of outdoors. Give everybody, say, if you got no problem, 5 exercises, you know, how you would do them, whether it's rounds or reps or whatever. Would that be cool?
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, so let's hit that, and then we're going to move right into the tri-quads.
Yeah, sure. What I like to do is, and I picked up the phrase from Zach Evanish, what he called no rules training. And,
okay.
Basically, I'm going to go by time, and I don't count reps, I don't count sets, I just go by how my energy level is, and
okay.
what I'll do, say, for instance, we'll go back to, I'll bring the sled, okay,
yep.
I'll do sled pulls, let me backtrack a little bit, say I'm going to be there for an hour,
okay.
I want to do as much in an hour as I can, which means I'm not going to do heavy, heavy, heavy sled work, but I'm going to do as much continuous sled work as I can. I want to pull rear, forward, laterally. I'm going to switch attachments on it to do all types of pull from all different angles. I'll go over there. I'll take the sandbag. I'll do sandbag shouldering, Zercher squat, sandbag snatches over the head, and that type of thing.
Okay.
So those are a good mix together. Also, you can have you can also put a couple of plates on the sled, and or a plate and a couple of kettlebells on there. So when you get to the other end, you want to stop, just drop whatever you're pulling the sled with, grab your kettlebells, knock out some front squat to push press, or do some throws back over your head, load them back on the sled, pull the sled back, go over to the fence post and do some dips, of course. And one other thing I do like also to bring with me, Don, is a suspension device, which I call grinder cords. I got from a guy named Brad McLeod, who was a Navy SEAL, and he used to make them. But any suspension device, I hook it up to a tree branch, and I'll do all manner of body weight on that. I mean, rows, push-ups, flies, reverse flies, overhead pulls, push-downs on that. And
that's awesome.
So that's pretty much, and then, of course, the clubs. So it all depends on how many things you want to bring with you that day. But it's very simple to carry a mini sled, a club, a sandbag, a kettlebell. All that stuff is small. It's compact. It goes in your car, no problem. So that's basically how I would do it. And what I would want to do is I figure how much time I want to have, how much time I do have that day. And if it's 45 minutes, great. You go as continuously as you possibly can for 45 minutes. When you get fatigued on one thing, switch to the next thing, okay? Your quad are just like they're like crazy hammered, or quit doing the rear pulls, go over there and go do some dips. Go grab your club, your mace, do some 360s or pullovers or whatever. But just keep packing it in for an hour or 45 minutes, whatever the time frame is. And kind of like if you go way back to when Charles Staley came out with a density training, escalating density training, pack as much as you could into a certain time period, just a little different take on that. So that's basically what I would do.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, and in that time frame, if you can stay within the hour, obviously is going to be a winning combo, because not only are you going to get the most benefit, but, you know, that's the thing people don't realize. The longer you're staying out there, it's going to deplete testosterone and growth hormone big time, because you've put such a load on your system that it's going to be very hard to come back. And that's a big thing people understand. I don't like the word overtraining. I'm not even sure I even have that existing in my head anymore. I think what you need to do is to train heavy but stay undertrained, if you want to even use that word, because if you're going balls to the wall in every workout, chances are you're not going to be doing too well within the next 2 or 3 weeks of there. You might feel like Superman for a few weeks, but after that, we all know that's going to create a big dilemma in your life. So I like the way you do that, the way you set it up. And you and I have talked about sandbags, how beneficial they are, and a sled, and the dips, and the kettlebells, you know, throwing anything you're throwing, the 8X club, obviously, for not only exercise, but the rehab possibilities are insane with it. So, I mean, I think that right there is going to get you out of the gym. It might get you out of your head funk, and you're going to suddenly make some big gains. And, you know, that's what we're all about, man. It's like, get out there. Hey, you know what I do, Frank, is I'll set an egg timer. If I don't have it completed by the time that timer goes off, everything gets put away and it's another time, because it stops you from making that mistake where you go, you just make that one step over the edge and then you got trouble.
Yep.
You know, everybody's talking deloading. I'll tell you what, I don't do any of that anymore. If my central nervous system is fried, I don't even bother trying to come back now. I take a week off.
Yeah.
Now, people say that's insane. No, it's not. I'm telling you right now, rest restores. Don't forget that. Rest.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not saying you've had, you know, and I'm not saying you've had a few bad workouts, you take a week off. No, I'm talking about where You know, you don't want to eat. Your sleep is really disrupted. You might be in the bathroom more than you should be, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone who's faced that knows what I'm talking about. But the main thing you're going to feel is just mentally, you're just going to be sluggish. You're not going to be really inspired to go out there. And let's face it, that's what it's all about. You're going out there to fight the good fight every time you hit it. So is there anything else you want to add to that, Frank?
There's a, well, you know, one thing you mentioned, so why do I train outdoors, you know, earlier in the podcast? And,
sure.
You know, something just came to mind to me. It's like, well, two things, really. Most of my life I did hard manual labor just for to put food on the table. Which I'm thankful that I was able to do that. And the other thing is the years in the military, you know, you'd be in extreme heat or extreme cold. And,
sure.
And of course, if you're going to be outside, you're not going to be in a building, okay?
Yep.
You might have a tent and you might not. You might just have a sleeping bag. You know, in Korea, in the winter, it was just a sleeping bag.
Yep.
Okay? And that sounds crazy. Some people might not believe that, but it was very. In fact, it was too cold. There was no snow. It was so cold, and so just to get used to the extremes of temperature, I think it's very important. Get outside. I love being outside. Even in the military, I just like being outside. Some people like being in the barracks. You know, some people are. Say, well, we're field soldiers. We want to be out. We just want to go out there and live like an animal, you know. So.
Yep.
So
it's the Italian way, man. Italians like it.
That's
they like
about
it,
man. Yeah.
No, but I'm with you because not only that, think about just the mental factor you got to deal with. You have to you know, when you're out there in the cold, you're going. You know, your head's going to tell you a million different things. You know, and it's like what you've got to do is you've got to take and cement what you want to be when you're out there. I've told everybody the stories where last year I didn't have any heat, and you know, one time when I was racking a front squat, the bar stuck to my throat.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about it. You sweat in heat even. And the worst was when I wanted to be an Icelander, and they said you should really carry stones without a shirt on. And, you know, there I am, 10 below, and, you know, I'm tearing the skin off the top of my pecs to get this stone off me, basically. So you do crazy stuff, and I didn't even think of it as crazy then, but most people would be, well, why would you not be wearing a shirt when it's like 0 to 10 below? It's like, well, you know what? Here's what I always say to people. Why the hell do you get up in the morning?
Yeah.
And they shut up then. So I don't want to argue the fact with them. Well, obviously, everybody, you got a hell of a program here. You know, like I said, you can always reach out to Frank, too. You know, Frank, before we get into the tri-quads, Will Dinwiddie, who's on here every month, he said, you know, people heard us talking on the show, and there's people out in Oregon that now go to his gym because of the show.
Oh, that's
so, you know, it's nice. So, you know, if you're in Florida or you're in Albany and you need to talk, you know, Frank gives you out the website. You can always get a hold of him, and I know he'll help you out. I'm going to build this a little bit because I've talked about it in bits and pieces on a few shows. Good friend of mine, I consider him a good friend, especially I've gotten to know him through his writing. He had originally wrote for Hard Gainer, John McKean, in the 90s. And John has been quite an influence on me. I've never met John, but he's a gentleman. I've gone back and forth like Frank. They write articles for me. Very much a part of the whole gang here, the family. And we got talking about a week and a half ago. You know, I want to get him on the show. There's just some things we got to try to get together to get him on, and I'm going to get him on. And we got talking about shoulders and heavy lifting and Hard Gainer and the all-around strength athletes, all that. And John just turned 70, and he's still competing in that. I mean, he's just an awesome guy. And he's the kind of guy that when I respect him so much, it's like when he says something to me, I listen to him. Some people just – I don't get that with him. And we're talking about shoulders. I said, you know, Eric, I've had a bad shoulder, blah, 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 you know. And I said, well, you know, I've had some problems on and off last year, and I still got stuff at times. And I said, I've never had any shoulder injuries. And he's like, well, you're still doing all the dead stop stuff, and, you know, that's a lot where that came from. And John was a big power rack guy. And John's a small guy. I mean, I don't think John's any taller. I don't know if he's 5'3 or 5'5, but he was a monster athlete, you know, as far as squatting and all that, and he's just the best. So he says to me, I got a movement for you. And I'm like, okay. He said, obviously, you're going to do a dead stop. Now, when I say dead stop, this is no rebound. We don't start from the top. You start at your parallel in a power rack on the long rods that you put through, you know, end to end and lock them down. All right. So he says, but here's the trick. And I said, well, it takes me a few rounds, and, you know, I'm warmed up good back there, and my arm's comfortable again on the bar. It's like, well, we're not going to use your arms. And I'm like, what? He's like, no arms. I'm like, okay, I'm going to bite now. Tell me what we got to do. He said, this is a thing I did years ago, and he says, I still do it now and then, and I want to restart it again. I said, okay, here, give me the description of this. Now, I'm going to try to make this as descriptive as I can, because we're going to get some film up. It's just people are here left and right, and sometimes we can't do it. You know, it's just time stuff right now. But Sunday I'm going to try to do a whole. Well, I'm going to do some rack work because that's a big stone day too. So I've got to plan accordingly. So John says, okay, I'm going to give you the big picture now. Pretend you're looking at a power rack, all right? You're looking at the four posts of the rack. You know how it looks. All right, this is going to be the best way to tell you. Now, number one, you want to use an Olympic bar. I would suggest, I wasn't doing it originally the way John told me to, but I am doing it now how he suggests, because it's really going to get you squatting much quicker and get you, as I say, building pathways. What you're going to do is you're going to have somebody come in and measure you from dead stop at the bottom. This is only for people that want to do a dead stop squat. So whatever it is, you're going to, you know, mark your rack, obviously put your rods through, pin them, make sure safety first. I would say I always put rubber or styrofoam on them, mainly because I don't want any bending. I don't want damage to the bar. That's your call. What you're going to do is say the rack is lagged into the ground, and you're looking at the back of your garage wall, because that's how I always squat. So my butt is out to the front of the garage door. What you want to do is take that Olympic bar, and here's what I'll tell you. Do not use a really good knurled bar if you don't want to start, you know, slamming it down, like pressing the knurls down a little bit, because you're going to want to kind of drag this bar up the four, you know, one of the two sets of pillars where you're leaning against. So you set your Olympic bar on the rods, get under it like you normally would. Now, hopefully somebody's there, because if you're not centered, obviously, you know, you're going to come off wrong anyways. But that's not even the gist of it. You can always have somebody measure you out, put tape on the ends you got to be between. You're going to feel that, and you can get centered. Now, here's the beauty of it all. It's called a tri-quad because you're pushing basically your hands, your tris, right into the middle of your thighs, and that's how you're going to lift the bar. So picture this in your head, and you're not going to be able to stand up with it straight up in the air. You're going to be almost all the way there, because if you try to go straight up, let's think for a second, the Olympic bar is going to roll off your traps and down your back, and we don't want that to happen, because that's already happened to me. Literally, you're going to have to get an awful lot of balance, because the bar is going to try to whip right and left on you. It's going to try to roll down your back. It did to me once, et cetera, et cetera. Now, everybody's probably saying, well, why do you want to do that? Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've done, I think it's 6 or 7 workouts with it. I would say my traps have probably grown half an inch, and my upper back looks like berserk right now. It builds you from head to toe, lower back, everything. A way I found too, John and I talked about this, I've experimented with it. You can really build a hell of a pathway, but you're going to have to get up to a weight you feel comfortable with, and then obviously remove the rods. Most people probably don't have them. I have a second set of long rods I had built just for isometrics. And what you want to do with this is set it at, usually holes are 2 to 4 inches, 2 inches apart on your power rack. That's the norm. You can go 2, 4, 6 inches with it. And this is how you're going to build a ton of power and the pathways. You're going to get in the same stance, so you're going to have the Olympic bar set. You're going to get, you'll have it right against the back pillars or the whatever ones you're using, whether you're looking out or you're looking, you know, like I said, looking at the garage wall or you're looking out into the driveway. I choose the wall. So that bar is going to be right next to those posts. You get under the bar like you would with a normal squat. You are not putting your hands behind your head. All right? You're not grabbing that bar like that. You're going to be in the perfect position at that point, and you're going to take and push your triceps right through your quads, and you're going to stand up. Now, you're not going to be up all the way, and what's going to happen is you're going to drive that bar into the second set of rods, and think about that, and you're going to hold it maybe for a count of one, and then go down very slowly. Now you're building pathways. Now you're building strength, and I'll tell you what, you're going to build a pair of legs and hips on you. Like, I can't even imagine. I hit 354 last night for one rep and then 354 with a five-second isometric hold at 4 inches above. Let me tell you something, man. That thing felt like it was going to rip you in half. And I'll tell you what, I put that thing – and I put it down slowly too. Do not let that thing come down hard like that. Not only could you get hurt, but you don't want to damage your rack, and you sure as hell don't want to damage a good Olympic bar. I was telling Frank before we came on the air, and I'm going to go to Frank in about 30 seconds. I've been doing training for a long time. This was the same way when we started the dead stop squats with the arms and the stones. I have never been so fired up, and I can't tell you how long, to get out there and train. And I'm not kidding you, it's carrying all over the place on me. I shudder to think what that's going to be like when I can stand up with 500 pounds like that. And I plan, God willing and no hurting, I'd like to have that done by the end of May. Now, I don't know if that'll happen. I'm going to break things down quite a bit because I'm looking at a 400. And I'll start with the 400, obviously, where I'll move it and do an isometric hold so I can start, you know, training that pathway and eventually take the long set of rods out, the second set, and we go for the top. But once again, it takes time. I mean, I can dead stop much more than that. But let me tell you something, man. Balancing act is unreal. Now, think about the stability you're building, all right? We love to talk about stones and sandbags here and carries. Deadlifting. Think about that. I mean, I was telling Frank, John, Bill, Crawford, they got me monster fired up. I'm starting to do now deadlifts with Olympic bars, either on each side or in the front of me. Try that. Try to think of the musculature you'll build there. This is the prime thing I want to get through to everybody. It's hard, but, man, it is fun. I'm telling you right now, that squat's like a drug. I mean, it's an adrenaline, testosterone head rush, man, like you would not believe. It's like everything on you is connected and dialed in. Frank, did I make it clear to you? I mean, do you have some sense of it now, or do you need more description? You got any questions? And I want you to comment on it too. You can, good or bad, you lay it on me.
Well, I think one thing that's still a little bit of confusion still is, where are your hands during this?
Okay. When you're under, picture yourself under a bar. Okay.
Okay.
You're getting ready to dead squat off the pins. Your hands are on your thigh. So open. You got each palm on your right and left thigh. So your right hand, left hand. Okay. So when you're getting ready to execute this off the rods, you push off your thighs with your hands as hard as you can. So the triceps are going to activate, and you begin to stand up like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it sounds great. You know what? It sounds similar to Bud Jeffries' back lift he does under the tractor trailer, except he's got the blade across the back of his hips.
Correct. Except
this one's on your shoulders. So I think it sounds like an excellent thing for us to put to the test at the cave here pretty soon.
That's why I wanted to see if I could get you interested in it because I think that a guy like you would really enjoy it because, you know, you've got racks, you can play around with it, and obviously I'm going to get video out, and, you know, if you got questions, I'd help you with anything. So it's not even going to be an issue with that. And John and I are going to start writing a lot more about it. John wrote an article, I think it was last week, about it. If I can get some time this weekend, I'm going to write a short article on it. I'm going to get a lot of film, and we're going to start doing, I think, a lot of series on different forms of power rack training, because I love that stuff, and I think it is so beneficial, and I think that you can build and grow a body like nobody's business. But obviously, it's pretty harsh on the system. It's harsh on you mentally, so you've got to know how to introduce it into whatever you're doing now without, like we were just talking about, you know, that dreaded word overtraining, because you can get away, and people will probably shake their head, but I'll tell you this from experience. You can get away doing isometric holds, let's just say that, at bottom, medium, and top with one set. And I wouldn't do any more than one set, and I wouldn't do any more than 1 to 3 reps with it, because the concentration on your body of that is like nothing I've ever felt. And it will build you, man, like a Hulk. I mean, you connect that to something you want to go after, whether maybe it's a big squat, deadlift, you know, press overhead. You know, we're going to go out and lift that 300-pound stone that's been dogging us for a year now. All that cool shit. You want to use a bigger kettlebell. You want to go outdoors like Frank and I were talking about in the beginning of the show. You know, maybe you're not using as much, but just think of the power you're going to exert, man. See, endurance, you got to have big time with all this stuff. But, you know, I've been of the thought lately, too. I love that one rep max. We were talking about that, like, on 3 shows in a row, and that was a grand slam show every time. People love to talk about just lifting big things. But here's the thing with, like, when you're outdoors, especially with, like, Frank's doing, if you're stronger, obviously things are going to come much easier to you. You know, maybe instead of doing 10 dips on that fence, now you can do 25. And you're not even breaking a sweat on it, all right? That's the point of everything here. And you and I both know, Frank, you've been around long enough. I like squat and deadlift, but if you told me, oh, you only got one exercise, you know I'm picking the squat, okay? That's just me.
Sure.
I think the squat, especially the way I'm doing them now, I'm telling you, Frank, I think this might – maybe this is what – my body's been looking for the last 20 years. The dead stops, what I do with the arms, yeah, that's killer. But there's something about when you're pushing off on the thigh and you got to control that bar and you got to pinch those traps in that upper back like that. Not only that, I think the body growth I'm going to get off this is going to be unreal. And I'll tell everybody up front before you try it, you are going to get road rash, and I did peel skin off my traps, because I was using a very heavily knurled bar. I've gotten away from that, and I'm using an older Olympic bar that's a very good one, but it's got some smoothness on the knurling now, so I'm not worrying about if it's dragging against the posts on the power rack, because it's not going to really hurt at this point. But it's a good bar that's not bent. It's free turning, and that's what you got to have. And when you can start doing those things, and you're not dropping the, you know, the bar's not rolling back on you, or it's not whipping left and right or trying to come off you, I'm going to tell you, I think this might be one of the best things I've ever done in my whole lifting career. That's how much I think of this. And I tell you, you go out there, you're never tired of it, man. It's such a challenge initially. It's like you just want to go out there and trash that SOB, man. I mean, really, really go after it. So, Frank, what do you think? What do you think? You know, you could get people interested, or are you going to give it a little shot and see if you like it or not?
Well, both. I'll put it into my own training, and I will also – I usually like to do things first myself. And
I got you.
Yeah, yep. So I want to get a legitimate feel for the exercise before I pass it on, but I'm sure that we'll put that into place, because I've got, you know, once again, people that have really tight shoulders, really tight pecs, and they have trouble getting that back squat position, grabbing the bar.
Yep.
This would be ideal. We kind of use it, not the same, but a different variation of a hands-free squat when we do the Frankenstein squat with the bar laying on your front belt, you know.
Yep.
And which is great. If anyone's having trouble getting the position, they don't have the flexibility, or they have some other injury, or they just can't get the correct position.
Correct.
That'd be great. No, I think this has a lot of merit, and we will we'll put it into action.
Well, and you know something too? This is the thing. It's like I've been putting this out on every show now, the challenge to everybody that listens to the show. I'm telling you right now, I think anybody that does this, now I can't speak for everybody, but to me it's just something that it's gonna bite right into your brain. I mean, if you're really like into training and you're like really into something new and maybe you're ready for it now. You know, we talked about going stale and we talked about, you know, the back off and how I like to just take a week off now. I think it's far better. This might just be the medicine you want. And let's face it, what builds your body bigger than a big heavy squat? And you can do isometric holds and you can do the isotronics too, where, you know, you go up, hit that last one, hold it, go back down and try to do another rep with it. You know, most of the time you might only make it halfway up, but think about that. So the thing that's going to happen to you, everything on your body from head to toe is going to get bigger and stronger. I guarantee it. Unless you're sitting there starving yourself, but this kind of program is going to make you eat too. Those two movements, I'll tell you right now, you want to get into the one-handed deadlift with an Olympic bar, whether you're doing it like a suitcase or you're doing it out in front of you one hand. Here's a tip I'll give everybody. If you listen to Bill's show I put up today, you want to build finger and hand strength. You want to lift any type of rock in the world. There you go. You got two movements right now without even screwing around without anything else. I'm talking, you know, we're not talking adding any auxiliary, but you can. I mean, you want to add a bent row, fine. You know, you want to do things that are going to be more conducive to what you want to do if you're a stone lifter. So, I mean, you got not only a great outdoor training scheme to work with, but now you got one or two new exercises to go with that outdoors, and you can be pretty successful, in my opinion. Frank, what do you think about, I mean, you want to add anything to the tri-quad, but give everybody too. I mean, think about what we just gave them. What do you think? We could wrap them around one another, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that'd be great, man. You figure if you're driving hard off of those quad, pushing down with your hands, you know, you might want to do some club work at the end.
Yeah.
You know, kind of work some pullovers and things like that instead of, you know, kind of work to the opposite direction. I think it's a good fit.
I think I'll tell you what, you do stuff like that, you'll be a monster. I mean that too. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, you go out there and do the body weight stuff Frank described, and then you get into this tri-quad stuff. And you know, you got questions, you know, you can send it to either Frank or Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. I'd be more than happy to help you. I'm going to keep dissecting this stuff, and obviously I'm working with John McKean on it too. I hope we can do quite a big series on that with a lot of video, and we're just going to keep going because, like I said, we want to get into a lot more power rack training with a lot of stuff John's done, a lot of stuff I've done. Obviously, everybody knows Bud does a ton of power rack. But, you know, really, to be honest with you, a lot of people use them, but not the way we do. So, I mean, if we can start a whole new generation on that, I would be more than happy. Frank, you got anything else you want to add? Got any ideas, thoughts?
No, I tell you what, I think I'd just like to leave that thought fresh in people's minds on that exercise. I think that's really great. Okay. I definitely would encourage people also to investigate the club and mace work for their own strength, health, and fitness. I think it'd be very beneficial for any age. You know, you're very respectful about the age thing, but you know, I like to actually tell people my age, so it's an encouragement to them. You know, 65 plus. Heading for 66 in this summer, God willing. And I feel great. I feel like half my age, you know. you know, you just got to stay at it, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what I always see too. I mean, any pictures of you can see in your eyes. You don't. You have young eyes, man. That's, you know, the eyes are the soul. That's the way I look at it. And you know, you're right. Stay at it. You know, when you sit, you rust, man. I don't care what anybody tells you. And you and I both know when you need to, when you need downtime, you take it. You know it. I mean, whether it's from the business and I just can't do another thing today, that's it. Shut the thing down. That's the end. You know why? It'll be there tomorrow. You're going to be fresher. You're going to have a hell of a lot better perspective, and away you go. So, you know, every day you got a shot of being, you know, the biggest, the best, whatever you can, you know, want to be out there. So, you know, that's why we push entrepreneurship so hard here. Frank is one. I'm one. Just about everybody on this show is one. Go after your dreams. Don't be afraid. Don't sit on the sideline, like I always said, you know. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. That's a big thing. Frank, give out all your information, your website. Let me give mine out, and if you'd hang on the line, please, and we'll finish up.
Sure, buddy. The the website, once again, is cavestrong.net. We're on Facebook on a number of different things, the Non-Gym Movement, Cave Strong Nation, Cave Strong, Powerlifting, and Strongman. Those are all groups we have on Facebook, plus a few others. We're on Twitter at TheWussified, on Instagram at CavePicz, CavePicz, number 2. You can follow us on Instagram. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com, Sorenex.com. That's 803-978-2253, extension 111. Steven Santangelo's Unleash Your Strength and Relentless Metabolic Endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product in the ultimate results you're looking for. Get a hold of Steven at primalcreations@aol.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. Next, Grassland Beef. That's our good buddy John Wood. Great. You can get all the health benefits of CLA and omega-3s. Obviously, too, he's grass-fed, grass-finished, which most of them aren't. And you can also get grass-fed lamb, bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. PlanAYearWorkouts.com. That's a workout logbook to plan your success. You can also get it on Amazon Prime for $5, no shipping. StrongerGrip.com. That's Ryan Pitts' company. Stronger Grip, they've made equipment for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestlers, and you've seen their trophies on ESPN. Featured in Men's Health magazine, and they've made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of us hard strength trainers out there. Now, here we go. March 17th is the last day to enter in our contest, all right? If you want to win that monster sledgehammer, here's what you got to do. It doesn't matter if you're on this show or not. Take your best strength video, whatever you deem strong, film it, put it on the subject line FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash and what it is. Go down to the box. If you would like to explain it more, that's even better, but please leave your email address. If you don't, we bypass you. That's the rules. I don't want to do that to anybody either because I've seen some of the stuff out there, and it's incredible, all right? So please do that. You win. You come on Motivation Muscle with Ryan and myself for a three-way call. Good luck to everybody, and just go out and do it. 8xclub.com, that's our buddy Donnie Gene Fardino. Adjustable exercise clubs and maces. These competition maces and clubs, they make them for the AKA Vintage Strength Games, and he's a proud sponsor of Motivation and Muscle. Top 10 ways to build mind and muscle on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Here you go. Sign up. Download it. What do you think? Commit and take action? I think that's all we've been talking about today, maybe in different words. But that's the bottom line. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. These are two of my biggest products to date, and they're grand slams out of the ballpark. I mean, I can't say enough about them because I've had such experience with people with them. There's an awful lot of stuff out there that doesn't ring true, but everything you're going to get here, everybody you listen to here, is not only authentic, but they're a pleasure to work with, and they know what they're doing. So go out, take a chance. Just go out and check those two products out. I guarantee you, you will get very good and very strong off them. And second of all, you can get a hold of me. I'm not going to be a guy that's going to take your money and disappear. Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. You can get a hold of me, obviously, and we'll work together. I want, you know, we're going to be here 25 more years easily. So get into my family. Be part of the whole gang here. This is what we're doing. Sponsorship, gigantic, $500 a month, but you're getting a minimum now of 12 shows a week. Nobody's doing that. I don't care who they are. And most people are charging double or triple of what I charge. And they are not giving you, you know, maybe they're bigger right now, but guess what? We're coming, man, and we're coming. And we're every day I see it, we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Come on in. Remember, $30 goes to MDA for flu shots for the kids because both sites are dedicated to my brother Jimmy that passed away from MD. So go out there, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. Also, too, if there's a particular show you'd like Frank and I to do together, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, here's how we'll go. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Also, too, you can get me on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. Twitter at Fiorello Eric, and I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to talk with these folks. Offer them a little encouragement. You never know what your words are going to do for somebody. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile for that day because, you know, that might be all they even get. So don't forget that, man, kindness. Thirdly, here's the best thing. If you're going to go out and lift, bend, squat, pull, press, take stones and turn them into dust, hit it. That's what we want to do. Next, as the great Hoosa Steel Stone says, in blood red, domination on both sides. We are domination. We will be millions and millions strong. And as I always say, this is my favorite. I always go like this. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Remember, we don't follow anyone's path. We make our own. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur said, who's on the show and who's been listening to us from the beginning, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. That was one of the nicest compliments I ever got. Russell will say that to the day we sign off. Frank DeMeo, super show. Thanks for being on, sir.
My pleasure. It's always an honor to be on here. And thanks again, my friend.
Anytime, Frank. You're always welcome here. So for Frank DeMeo, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Frank will be on next month. Frank is going to be with us now every month. Remember this, though. Don't stand on the side of the road. Be a steward of strength and tell 100 of your friends about us because I got news for you. We're coming either way to you. We'll be in your living room. We'll be on your radio. We're going to be somewhere. So remember that. We are the best. And I've got the best people around me. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for listening. And, you know, do something special. Have a great day and just live, man. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.